Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Put me on a timesheet. I will be gone forever. Use me or lose me. Let's get away.
It's getaway time. Get our best deals of the season on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR, zero payments for 90 days, and 1,000 bonus cash on select vehicles. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Hurry, the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event ends January 3rd. Call 1-562-314-4603 for offer details.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Hot takes.
Pepperoncini. Pepperoncini.
Yeah.
And now the Pepper and Genie Show with Darren Adkins and Ken Stroh. All right, take it, fellas.
There it is. That's the open.
Okay.
Welcome in. I was going to say Monday edition, but...
Feels like a Monday.
We haven't done one since Friday. Pepper and Genie on this Wednesday afternoon. Plowsy, Iggy, welcome. Plowsy, welcome back to Pepper and Genie.
Feeling great. I hope Jackson didn't do such a great job that I'm going to be replaced here on P&G. But it's
impossible.
It's great to be back.
Not impossible. He didn't do a good job. He did a good job, but it's impossible to replace you.
Yeah, I love being back. We have literally. It feels like it's been almost 2 weeks since me and you at least have last done.
Yeah, you were out for the week, and then you left for vacation. You were back for one day. Did we do a show that one day?
Yeah, we did one. Yeah, so I'm back for 2 days. Yeah, that COVID thing right before my vacation felt like it was like a 3 week vacation.
So we've done like two in the last 2 weeks together.
Yeah. But we still don't know what we're talking about.
No, well, people don't like the show anyway, so I don't know why they listen. They hate listen, I guess. And don't act like we don't inform you. I mean, where else are you going to find out today whether a bird has a dick or not? We're going to talk about that. But while you were gone, we did announce the Lemmings Open.
I did see that. I'm excited, too. And the Megan Meyer Foundation being a part of it is a perfect marriage there.
Thank you to Hubbard for doing that. But we have the sign-up, I think, in a couple weeks.
Nice. Which will be sold out, you would think, just because golf in September in St. Louis is absolutely picture perfect. So I could see a huge turnout for this one.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So we have that coming up. But we wanted to get into this. We may have talked about it before on the show, maybe not on this one. But I really am, I wouldn't say enamored, but I really am curious about how some animals reproduce. Now, horses, we know. They just hold one. They hold the female down. They get the male on top of him, and he just rams. Big-ass animals, you know. But little things like birds, like a hummingbird. I mean, a hummingbird is like 2 inches long. How do they have a dick? How do they reproduce?
And that's what we also know, like, we're not talking about ocean creatures. They're certainly different in terms of how they mate and whatnot. I get that. We're talking land mammals. At least I'm going to be talking land mammals, maybe birds. Because I talked about I thought I saw potential bats mating, but I thought, where would the penis be? You see them hanging upside down. There's nothing there. Obviously, they have babies, and they reproduce by the hundreds of thousands. So I wasn't for sure if I was seeing, like, a mama with a baby on its back or if they were actually making love. And so that kind of got me onto the topic of birds as well, because sparrows, they're such tiny little 8-ounce birds.
And you never, you know, and you see them fighting, like, in the grass over a piece of bread. One will go after the other one. It flies away. It's like they don't want to be together anyway.
And I've never seen a bird lay an egg. But, like, the amount of dilation that butt needs, because the sparrow-to-bird-egg ratio, that's a big thing to come out of a little species. So, obviously, there's sex involved. And I'm a huge falcon and hawk and, like, eagles. I love the big, huge condors. Even those, like, what's the...
You don't see anything hanging off of them. Is it, like, embedded? And when they get horny, it comes out like a dog?
Yeah, Red Rocket. But even the dog has a...
You see something hanging there.
There's something there. It just, it to me, it's super weird. And they're like, bang while they fly, some birds, which is, you know, like I brought up the dragonflies, because you see every dragonfly you see is basically having sex. They have sex like all day. And it's just them floating around, and one gets on top of the other. And
I've never seen that. I know they're eating all day.
Oh,
I've never seen a dragonfly land. So they must have sex in midair.
And same with hummingbirds. They don't.
Well, hummingbirds land. They sit on my little feeder and eat. They relax, so they can. But I've never seen a dragonfly. Just like I've never seen those, we called them chimney sweeps. They look like a form of bat. They're like dark black with like almost like a gold underbelly, and they fly like 3 inches off the ground, and they just do nothing but go back and forth and eat insects, but they never land. And if you don't land, I mean, you have to sleep at some time, I guess. But I just don't, I talk about when we were at the old place, and you and I would smoke back on the dock. And every day I'd see birds, like, line up on that wire.
A ton of the most annoying crows, blackbirds.
Crows and starlings. Wow. But you'd see, like, you know, a bird all by itself. And then it would kind of go and fly right next to the other bird and kind of get next to it, and then a bird would fly away. Like, why are you flying away? It's not like you can say, you're ugly, I don't want you. You all look the same. What attracts you to another? I'm going to have sex with you, not you, I'm leaving. How do you determine who you want to have sex with? You all look the same.
And it's not penis size, and I guess that's not for every human either, but you would think, and there's no distinction between one blackbird to the next.
Yeah, they all look
all
the same.
The same.
I can see a shallow girl, or even a shallow guy, said, she's a Festus 2. I'm looking for a Chesterfield 9. But birds all look the same. Why do you turn down one and say yes to another one?
And do they have sex in their nest? Because I realize once you build a nest, you're getting it prepared for the babies, but obviously you have to take care of the babies at all time. Are you waiting for the baby to get out of the nest and fly before you guys have sex again? Sometimes the male bird will just fly off and like start another family, like, and leave like the female bird to take care of the babies.
They just leave. You know, I'm going to have sex with another bird. You can take care of those.
What does the female think? Like, is it just naturally inherent that, like, okay, you know, we just banged. Obviously, I'm going to have to take care of these little kiddos. Does he come back for, like, you know, a glory run after the kids are done?
And how do you remember those are your little chicklets or whatever they're called? Because you'll always see after they're born and they learn to fly, you'll see the little chicklets trying to get food, and then the mother's always right there. How do you know those aren't three different ones? How do you know? And do you know that you remember the husband? Because you can see him with some other chick. Do you know that? Hey, what about me? We had sex, we had kids. You're with somebody else. You can't. How do you tell them apart? How do you know those are your babies?
So birds are huge cucks. Now, when I watched I've seen a lot of, I love penguins, penguin documentaries. They like, their big thing is like the moms, they're so, like the babies are so on to the mom and dad that one of them has to leave to go hunt. And sometimes, you know, the baby will lose its parents, you know, in the thick of, you know, thousands and thousands of penguins. And it's that distinct, like, call. That'll sound very similar to us, but that, like, whether it be the tone or the pitch, They just, that's how birds and I think especially penguins find and know who each other are because of the sound and pitch of their like squawking. At least for them. I don't know about all birds.
Yeah, I saw the penguin documentary. It was amazing to me. Like,
fantastic.
There's like thousands and thousands of them. And they talk about this one little penguin trying to find its mother. And it's just waddling between thousands and thousands of birds. And it finds the mother. And the mother goes and gets it and brings
Correct.
It in. I don't know. That's amazing to me.
Because there's like snow. Like the reason for it is there's like snowstorms and like, you know, the wind will swirl and almost look like a damn, like, dust bowl of snow. And so, like, when the kids are, like, playing with other babies, like, I mean, you can't see any of the penguin group, so they have to use their call. Again, I don't know if these little sparrows, these, like, those are, like, the worst. The little tiny birds that are up at 3 o'clock in the morning, those are the worst. But I don't know how they have sex. How long it would be is a good question as well. Got to be a quickie.
Is it a quickie?
I mean, it has to be.
Bert? Now, I don't know the. I could look this up. I really don't give a shit.
I have a computer right next to me, and I'd rather not look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
I don't want to know.
I'll ask the question, and you listeners can figure out. But I don't believe fish have sex. I can't see. Look, I've skinned fish, trout. I've cut them open. I've filleted them. I don't see a dick. And I know the difference between a male and a female because of the jaw. But I've never seen a dick on a fish. Now, they have a little hole. I'm guessing that the mother just lays eggs, and then the father somehow squirts sperm over the eggs to fertilize them, I think.
Yes, it's kind of like putting the top layer of a cake. You know, you're putting whipped cream on a strawberry shortcake. It's just, you're getting it all around there. And that, I think seahorses are the ones that can, like, spit out sperm. I'm pretty sure on that. There's a couple of fish that can actually do it via their mouth. That's interesting. See, like the water.
Sperm comes out of their mouth?
Something comes out of it. I watch a lot of those, what's his, Dave Abraham or whatever. He does like all the voiceover work for all like the nature. He does Planet Earth, all those documentaries. Basically, he's just lives in the
David
jungle.
Attenborough,
yeah, thank you. Yeah, he lives in the jungle for like the last 50 years. The dude knows everything about every animal. But he doesn't go into the reproductive state of a lot of birds. And that's all, like I just, when we brought it up, because I saw a bald eagle group literally 5 feet over our heads, nothing. And if anything is hanging a dong at the like symbol of America in a bald eagle. So I don't know where, maybe it is just lodged in there and when they're ready to go, it's, you know, it pops out like a telescope.
Maybe today I'll Google what animals have penises and which don't. Because I don't believe fish have penises. I don't believe they do. I don't believe fish have sex. Maybe larger ones. Like, I've never seen a whale's dick, but I'm sure they have them.
Turtles actually have the most underrated penis size and probably the hardest to maneuver in sex
of
any animal.
Where does that come out
of? I think just right where that tail, like where the tail is, it's got to be like near that gooch area. Dude, box turtles have rough sex, and that would be a, not only is it a challenge for them to like move fast enough to get on top of another turtle and then have to, you know, gyrate, but you got a shell in the way. It's one position, doggy.
Yeah, I have a picture somewhere. I think I've posted it before. When I lived in Bermuda, we went to the zoo one day, and there were these two huge turtles having sex. Well, one of the turtles like hopped, you know, jumped up on top of the other one. So I jumped over the fence. It was like only like a wooden fence. And I jumped over and I got behind the one turtle and I was humping the other turtle.
Nice. Threesome.
There's a picture of, you know, the threesome, the more popular TTM. But I was right there with it. I didn't see a dick.
See,
I mean, it's humping something, but I didn't see anything out of there.
There's like a 160-year-old like Galapagos turtle. And like that, just think about what that dude to populate that whole entire species. You live for 180 years. Your whole entire job of life is to eat, sleep, and just bang. I bet you the descendants of that turtle, there have got to be thousands of Galapagos turtles out there just because of this one badass turtle.
And it's amazing to see them when they hatch and get old, if they just go straight to the ocean. And then I think 80% of them get eaten by the time they get out to where they need to go.
That, maybe even more than that, but now A lot of tourists do this. A lot of animal lovers. I know I'm a huge animal lover, so I probably would do this as a bucket list item. But sometimes you can, like, gather with, like, you know, biologists and marine biologists and go out on the beach during, like, hatching season. And you can actually, you know, shoo the bird. It's basically like a, you know, a conga line for the turtle to get to the ocean safely. And the birds, man, are everywhere. So you're, you know, I think they have a stick or something. They're shooing the birds away so these, you know, big group of turtle baby can get to the ocean. Pretty cool to watch. I don't like fucking with birds a ton. And, like,
I saved a pigeon once at the old place in Webster.
I flipped beetles over. Bro, I don't, I like, if you're going to die, you should die a natural death.
Like
flipping on your
by,
shell. Yeah.
And getting eaten by ants or something.
Yeah.
You know, if I see a, I'm outside, and if I see a roach, like, pause it. I turn it over. But then I kick it, and it probably died anyway.
Yeah, like, I'm fine stepping on it when it's face up, but I want him to look at me when I kill
turn
him.
Around.
I don't want, I don't want the dog on the shell.
You're safe. Now I'll step on you. And I know a lot of animals aren't really smart. I mean, birds aren't smart. That's why if you're dumb, you say, way to go, bird brain, because birds don't really have brains at work. But I look at squirrels, and I really don't like squirrels because they really just a nuisance to my patio. But yet I try to feed them, hoping that I can train one of them to be a pet and they can just come eat out of my hand. I don't know why, but I do that. But I look at squirrels, and all they do all day is just go dig around in the grass because they forget where they plant the shit. Their whole point is to grab nuts. Instead of eating them, they go plant them for the winter, but then they don't remember where they put it. So they're just searching all day, digging it. Did I plant it here? Did I plant it? My point would be, if you had a big enough brain, you build those big squirrel nests up there to have babies. Why don't you just live in that thing? It's spacious. You can just take all of your nuts and put them in your little nest for the winter, and you sleep up there. It's probably warmer. It's probably cozier. And then when you're hungry, go up to the nest. I got a whole pile of nuts up here. Instead, you hide them, and then you don't remember where you hit them.
And the squirrels are the biggest wasters of food. It's like the people that you go out to, like, eat with, and they order wings and have, like, two bites off of the wing and, like, leave a bunch of meat. Like, you see when they're eating, like, all these nuts, like, half a nut is, like, going places. They're, like, so, it's like crack. They're just eating it, and, like, just a ton of excess food is just being dispersed. If I probably reincarnated today, I would be a squirrel. I feel like I have a lot of similarities, but they are dumb as hell. But I won't hit them on the road. You know, I'll make sure to slam on my brakes. I try to save every animal, even the squirrels, even, you know, the possums and the raccoons. They deserve a chance to get, you know, eaten by an animal as opposed to getting hit by a car.
Yeah, some people like that. I know. Wait, I don't think we mentioned Learn on the show yet. I know Learn, when she'll, like, find a spider in her house, she'll post a picture where she'll just put it with a piece of paper and put it in a glass.
Ain't doing that.
And then take it outside and let it go. Look, I see a spider. It is smashed. It is either going to be a shoe. Sometimes if it's up on the ceiling, I'll take a golf club with the grip and I'll smash it up that way.
Yes.
I'm not going through the trouble of maybe getting bit trying to save this thing. You know, fuck a spider. I don't care. Because if it bites you, you got to go get shots. You got to get antibiotics, whatever. I'm not taking that chance. It's getting smashed. It's not getting let back into the wild.
For me, a lot of insects can flat go to an incinerator. I understand why bees, I get the pollination. Wasps, hornets, get out of there. Cicada killers, get out of there. I mean, spiders, I know, serve a great purpose for, like, in terms of bugs in the inside of your house. Like, a daddy long leg to me has, I just don't care. They're never on your bed. They're terrified of humans. They eat a lot of little bugs.
They can't bite you.
They can't.
I don't think they can, because they can't get to you.
So they have a lethal bite, towards, like, little, okay, that is true, yes.
It can't reach you. It's got the legs, and even where the stinger is, it can't get anywhere into the human flesh to bite you.
And those are great for little pesty household bugs and things like that. They'll catch littler spider, and they catch, like, flies, like, they get in your house, so some, if they leave me alone, but dude, if it's crawling on my bed, you're done. Like, any centipede I see in the corner of my house, you're done. So there are exceptions to the rule.
I saw one on my patio the other night. It looked like a tarantula. I haven't seen it this big in my house.
Ain't dealing
with
that.
This thing was the size of a bus, and I saw it sitting right by my foot. I could have just let it go. Nope, I stepped on it and smashed it like a bug. It was a bug. I mean, it just, and when you ever notice if you kill a spider, it just doesn't smash and spread. The legs like crumble up into like a little ball.
Yeah, and you got to make sure they're not carrying little babies. If you've ever smashed one that,
like on their back, and then they all start spreading all over the place. I don't care if you got babies. I'm killing them all. I don't like spiders. I don't care if they ever become extinct. Oh, they eat. Yeah, they don't eat. You only eat the things that get caught in their web. They don't go chase things. They build a web and hope flies get caught in there. What are they going to eat? Catch two flies? Oh, we took care of two flies. You don't eat enough insects to help me out for you to be around. So for me, if spiders were extinct, perfect.
Look, we just did 20 minutes starting out talking about bird penises. I would say this is, we're back.
We covered a lot today.
We're back. You know, I don't have any time off until a year from now. I'll probably do the same trip. So I am back. PNG will not take any extended break. So it's exciting. I think that was a good episode to get the listener back and rolling.
I think a lot for listening to Google today.
Yeah, Mr. Licks.
And Mr. Licks and calling him up. Hey, I spent 20 minutes talking about bird dicks.
That was
Well, again, you listened. You listened again. Just don't hit push. There's Pepper and Jeannie going right by it. You listen for some
reason.
And
we warned them today that this isn't going to be the topic.
We told you what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So you have no excuse to listen and then bitch because we told you what it was going to be, and you still listen. Thanks for listening, Mr. Licks. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have another great topic tomorrow right here on Pepper and Jeannie. Plowsy, Iggy, talk to you tomorrow right here on Inside STL. No, what have I have been fucking up the name of this. Last week I called it.
You were so smooth for so long.
Last week for Jackson, I used the old station twice.
Nice.
And then today I say Inside STL. I don't know what is going on with my brain. TMA STL, Hubbard Radio. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm your unused PTO. It's almost the end of the year, and if you don't put me on a timesheet, I will be gone forever. Use me or lose me. Let's get away.
It's getaway time. Get our best deals of the season on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR, zero payments for 90 days, and 1,000 bonus cash on select vehicles. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Hurry, the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event ends January 3rd. Call 1-562-314-4603 for offer details.